We're not here to cause trouble. We come until your service is over to start preaching.
That was nice.
So we're out here to warn you about places like this. They don't preach the biblical gospel. And if you notice, there's 40,000 different denominations. They have all the different gospels that are not the biblical ones. So even if they do preach it, they're not calling people to repentance. So if you're here, you probably have faith in Jesus Christ, his death, burial, resurrection, his shed blood to cleanse those who repent, right?
What drew you to this church
Well,
today?
let me finish the gospel that they're not preaching here. So repentance is a turning of your mind and a turning of your ways. So when you're living your life in the world, which this is Satan's kingdom, when you're living in this world, in your sin, for yourself, you have faith in Christ and what he did, and you repent to go follow after him, right? Okay, so you repent.
Absolutely.
And if you do that, and you're willing to lay down your life and lose everything for him, then you will be born again with the Holy Spirit. You know that? Are you a born-again believer?
Yes.
Okay. So then you have the Holy Spirit within you.
Okay.
And then you want to read the scriptures, follow him, and obey him, right? All the way until the day you die. You have to keep doing that. You have to endure until the end.
Okay.
So they fall short right away in the beginning on the repentance. They're now calling people out of the world. We just saw feminization here.
Why is that funny?
See, 1 Timothy 2, you claim to be a born-again believer. 1 Timothy 2 tells a woman that she's supposed to dress in long, loose, unadorned clothing to cover her temple. 1 Corinthians 11, you're smiling and nodding. So either you know that and you're not doing it, or you're thinking that's not for today.
I think you have a different interpretation of the text than I do.
No, the Bible says that there's only one interpretation. There's one God, one Savior, one word, one body, one truth. We're all supposed to speak the same thing.
Do you only read the ancient text, and do you read it as such? Or do you read a translated Bible?
Oh, we do King James, but we look back at the Greek and the Hebrew. And we're not King James only. So, on the back of that card,
I'm curious,
is a bunch of warnings about other things that go on here. Do you guys do Christmas, Easter, Good Friday? You're laughing like it's funny. Those are not biblical. Good Friday is a lie.
Okay.
Christmas is a lie.
Okay.
That's two lies. I gave you feminization, which is three.
Women pastors
is another one.
I know. She's awful. God. Get out of here. She's preaching the gospel every single week.
You just used the Lord's name in vain.
No, I did
not.
That's
another one. Yes, you
did.
I just shared a bunch of lies with you. Revelation 22, 14 and 15 says, if you love and practice one lie, if you have an unrepentant lie that you're clinging to and you're not going to repent of it, you're going to be left outside the gates of heaven. I just shared a whole bunch with you.
That is what you believe, but that's not what I believe.
I believe what the scriptures say. Revelation says what it says. Go read the scriptures. Hey, it's echoed in Revelation 21 also. It says it twice in there. So that's why we're out here warning about.
I wish we had our pride flag up today so you could see. That we affirm.
Pride flag. So you affirm.
Absolutely.
You affirm
God's love of all people.
Homosexuality.
Absolutely.
Where does it say God loves everyone? Read Psalm 5:5.
Okay.
Pull up your Bible. Read it. See what it says there for yourself.
Okay.
It says God hates the workers of iniquity.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? Pride, speaking of pride, we're not against any particular person themselves. It's all sin. Homosexuality is an abomination, just like abortion. There's a lot of Christians out there who zero in on those two, but they forget gluttony, they forget feminization, they forget pride.
Pride
is an abomination, just like homosexuality. A woman without her head covered, pride. Adorning yourself, pride. You're
going
to stand right next to them on the judgment seat if you don't repent, ma'am. That's why I'm not too worried about that. The Bible says we're to work out our salvation with fear and trembling, and you're not worried about it.
I'm not.
The Bible says fear God.
The
fear of God is the beginning of wisdom, and you're not afraid.
Not afraid. No.
Well, you don't need to be afraid of your God because you have a false gospel. I'm going to let you go. Check out our website. Our email's on there.
If you have any, we're going to be here today.
We're going to be here until we're done.
Until you're done doing what exactly?
Whatever we're doing, helping people see the truth.
And is there a reason you chose this particular church today?
Well, this one, that one, that one. We could pick any of them.
Actually,
they're all filled with sin.
The one down there probably is more attuned to your...
And if you're called out by God, you follow Christ in spirit and truth, not
our email's on there. Check out our website. You can
ways.
Contact us if you have serious
Test yourself,
questions.
Man. We love you. This religion is going to deceive you. You have a false Jesus and a false gospel. Here's the fruit. If you really were born of God, you would love truth. And you don't love truth if you're a Presbyterian. You don't love truth if you're a Presbyterian.
Ma'am, do you know what the love of God is? Keeping his commands. funny. Okay, so she walked off. I tried sharing with her, and she walked off. Brother Two Posts came back after he was sharing some information with others coming out down the other side of the door, and she was just laughing at it. So we tried. We'll be out here for a while until we move on to the next one. Amen. Praise God.